Welcome to the Lynch with a Leader podcast takeaway edition, where Mike and Casey sit down and pull out some of the best leadership nuggets from the most recent podcast. Now, here's your host, Casey Lynch.
Welcome to Takeaways. I'm Casey Lynch here with Mike, getting to break down his episode with Natalie Bourne. All right. If you had to describe your time with Natalie in one word, what would it be?
I would say with Natalie, the word inspiring. I think Natalie is an inspiring person that you can tell soaks the most out of life. And my time with her, it was very inspirational to me. And I thought she was just a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah, I spent so much time discussing innovation for leaders and the importance of being an innovator. In your eyes, why do you think it is important that leaders listening today are continually innovating in the way that they go about their business?
Well, nothing standard. Nothing we do in life stays the same. Everything is always in flux. And I've heard the great leader Sam Chan say it this way: we're always learning, we're always unlearning, and we're always relearning. And I think that's everything. I think it's the church world I work in and you work in. I think it's the business world. I think it's the sports world. I think there are some foundational things that will always be true, but how we do those things may change. And that's why people that innovate survive, and people that don't innovate, they become extinct, really.
Let's focus in on the latter half of that answer and the leaders that don't innovate. And you said they become extinct. How quickly can that happen?
Well, I think it can happen. I don't think it's overnight you become extinct, but I think the process of it begins overnight. Then all of a sudden you turn around and go, what happened? There's nobody following me. There's nobody that's interested in my product or interested in what I'm working on, interested in my church, interested in my business. And what happened was nothing ever changed. Society changed. Life changed. We didn't change. And all of a sudden, we turn around and go, where are we and how did we get here? And so I think, Casey, that it is, yes, it can begin overnight, but it's a slow process. The death isn't immediate, but the death is like a long, torturous deal. I think of the film industry as far as cameras. You know, when you were a little boy, we went to the camera store, right? That we would get our film developed and we would pick up the pictures. Well, nobody does that anymore. Everybody's got them on their phones. You don't take a picture and go and get the film and get all that stuff. And so people in that world became quickly irrelevant if they didn't adapt to technology. And it didn't happen overnight. The store didn't close overnight, but it closed within a process of time because there was nobody coming anymore.
This obviously isn't an easy topic for leaders to implement, or people like Natalie wouldn't have to write books on the importance of innovating. So what would you say to a leader for them to stay out in front of this? What can they begin to implement now to make sure that a year or 2 years don't go by and nothing's changed within their organization?
You know, I think one of the things is just determine in advance, we're not done. We are all in process. And I think people that are innovators are learners. And I think that's the natural correlation, that they have an ability to continually learn, continue to adapt, continue to. You and I went to a coaching conference together a couple of years ago, and some of the best college baseball coaches in the country are sitting there taking notes from other coaches. Why are they doing that? Because they're always in the process of getting better. So they're learning. So I think we make the commitment that I am going to be a lifelong learner, and I am going to read, I'm going to listen, I'm going to have people around me that'll tell me the truth, and we won't ever feel like we've made it. We'll know it's in process.
I think I believe all of that is totally correct. I think the part that you mentioned about having people around us that are willing to tell us the truth feels like a common theme in our takeaway conversations with growing as leaders. So what would you say to a leader about surrounding themselves with not people that they like, not people that are going to affirm every decision they make, but people that are going to be honest about making sure the organization's moving in the right direction?
You will owe them more on the back end than you want to give them on the front end if you allow that to happen. In fact, we've got an episode coming up with a great college basketball coach, and he said if he could go back and create a role, it would be truth teller. That somebody on his staff can tell him the truth and not worry about their job. And we all need those people. And we don't like it because it hurts our feelings sometimes. We find out how irrelevant we are sometimes. But it is vital having truth tellers because they don't tell us what we want to hear, but they do tell us what we need to hear. And I wonder how many times we could have staved off a problem if somebody could have gotten to us before we got there and known their job wasn't in jeopardy. They weren't going to be demoted because they were telling us something hard, but in fact, they would be applauded for telling us something hard. I think a lot of crises could be averted if that had happened.
The leadership wisdom and nuggets don't stop with this episode with Natalie. As great as it was, we want to encourage you, go out, grab her book, The Art of Innovation. It's available everywhere. But you've got another episode coming out on Monday. Why don't you tell us about your next guest?
You know, Casey, it's been so fun doing this process because you meet great people like Natalie and you're like, man, this is just so good. I don't know how we can get better. I don't know how we can build on that. And we do. We sit down with Elizabeth Dixon. Elizabeth worked at Chick-fil-A for years and years, heading up their customer service division. Now she works at Trilla Studios and she has a brand new book out that we're going to unpack and we're going to go through. And you're going to love Elizabeth. It'll be her second time on the podcast. Her energy, her wisdom, and talking about how to find purpose in life and how to garner that purpose and make it work for you. You're going to love our time with Elizabeth. So it's going to be a fun one.
And we want to make sure that you don't miss that when it comes out this coming Monday. So the best way to make sure that you get to hear this upcoming episode with Elizabeth and all of the Lynch with a Leader content that takes place is liking and subscribing wherever you listen or watch your podcast. We would be incredibly grateful for it, and it helps us get out to more leaders. We're already looking forward to that conversation and getting to break it down in a couple of weeks. We hope you go out and live out as the leader that you have been called to be, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for joining us today and adding to your leadership toolbox. We will see you Monday when Mike sits down with another amazing leader who is making a mark in the space and place that God has put them. For more information about Lynch with a Leader, please visit the website www.mikelynch.com.